Brothers are requested to come close, inshallah. Bearing in mind who those who are performing salah, please come close, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا Imam Tirmidhi Rahimullah is the student of Imam Bukhari Rahimullah, famous student. Imam Muslim is also a student, Imam Tirmidhi is also. There is one chapter in the kitab of Imam Tirmidhi which is known as Kitab al-Tafsir, which is unique in his kitab. So he has a Kitab al-Tafsir, Imam Bukhari has a Kitab al-Tafsir. Kitab al-Tafsir means ayat of Quran from the beginning, first para, first juz, right till the ending, ahadith relating to those. And it is not much ahadith, but they are in unique ahadith relating to this verse. So after the entire kitab finishes now, and it's a very nice kitab when you teach it, when you study it, the end of the whole thing, then Imam Tirmidhi brings two ahadith right at the ending. Those ahadith have nothing to do with any ayat of Quran. So the question would always be like, he could have brought these ahadith in any other chapter. Why bring it in the end of tafsir of Quran? So one hadith speaks about how life quickly just finishes. And the other one is the one we will discuss now. What is the strongest of Allah's creation? One is how life finishes so quickly. One is, what is the strongest of Allah's creation? But these two narrations, they could have come in any chapter. But he brought them at the end of tafsir. So some will explain in this manner that he wanted to indicate if you have two qualities in your life, Quran will benefit you. So the whole tafsir chapter will finish. But if two things are missing, you shouldn't have studied the chapter. And if you got two things, so Ramadan is the month of Quran. You'll hear it, you'll read it, and we should study it. Studying Quran, the meaning of Quran, tafsir of Quran, is not only for the alim. Quran is an inheritance for all of us. And when inheritance of money comes, then you don't ever see a person saying, you know me, I got enough. Why must I get inheritance? But when the inheritance of the Anbiya comes, then you do see. When the inheritance of the Anbiya comes, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, we the Anbiya left no gold and silver for anyone from my ummah. He said, I left knowledge. That's mine and your inheritance. It's not only the alim. Just like how Mutawalli never likes Imam Sahib to be richer than him. It's normal. One town I went to, my friend came to fetch me in a Tesla. So, South Africa, we don't have Tesla so much because we don't have those places that you can charge your car. So, if you buy the car also, you'll be stuck holding. But here, at least, like, but for Moana to be driving a Tesla, then I was like happy with it. I said, Allah reward the people of this country, they're paying the imams well. He said, what they're paying us well? I bought this car to make my mutawalli burn. You can buy it for? He said, no, you pay me so little money, so I can do other jobs, I can buy a Tesla. So Mutawalli don't want to see the Imam getting rich. If the Imam, someone, family passed away and is inheriting, the Imam smiles, the Mutawalli gets angry. Why is inheriting? But inheritance of knowledge, the Mutawalli says, Imam Sahib, study more. But when he comes, Mutawalli, you study? Ah, me, I'm busy. This has to change for everyone. We are all the students of Deen. We are all. Because once we entered into Muhammadun Rasulullah, We became the inheritors of the Anbiya. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of us, when Ramadan ends, our relationship with Quran doesn't end. It starts. It is a message that Allah gave and it lives with me and you. The message I'll get from Quran, you're not going to get that message. You got your own message. Quran speaks to you different to how it speaks to me. But if you're not reading it, you will have to get your answer from the psychiatrist. You'll have to get your answer from BBC. You'll get your answer from a fortune teller. When you will start reading Quran, looking at an authentic tafsir, little bit, you don't want to finish the whole kitab. There's no law of finish Quran, there's a law of finish yourself in Quran. Everyone. Every house you enter, you must see a Quran there. That's the formula for my life. But you don't see that in the houses. You see novels, you see books, you'll see guidelines to a healthy life. What foods you must make for Seri and Iftar. Healthy living, best diets. You'll see Lord books. But the one manual which came for Hidayah of man, that book you don't see in the house. But that man, when he starts his salah, he says, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Allah, show me this path. And the answer is Dhalikal Kitab, it's this book. And he goes home and he doesn't open the book. Then he comes back next salah, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Ameen. Answer is Dhalikal Kitab, it's this book. You go home, you don't open the book. A time will come where the angel will say, I'll slap you. Like every time you come, you say, Mommy, make food for me. Mommy, make food. And you go away. You come back, you never eat it. You say, Mommy, I'm hungry, make something. A mother in the ending might make it second time. A wife, that wife might smack you hard. I warm that food where you walked out. We say, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, but Quran doesn't open. And the reason is we do say, I don't know the language. That's not our answer. Learn the language. If you can't learn the high language, learn the low language. Learn it. Because Quran is our inheritance. The Sunnah is our inheritance. And not for the alim. Every single person related to Allah has an inheritance from Quran. Related to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has an inheritance to the ahadith. So this is one. The entire chapter of tafsir now finishes. He says, but you need two things in your life. Then Quran will benefit me and you. The first narration got to do when Nabi Adam alayhi salam was created. Allah Tabarakallah put in front of him his children. So he looked at his children and he spotted Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. Very handsome, he was shining, very bright. So he said, who is this? He said, this is your son Dawood. He said, wow, and in front of everyone's, between the two eyes, the age of everyone was written. So he sees by Dawood alayhi salam 60 written. 60 years. And Adam alayhi salam written for him 1,000 years. So he says, only 60 years. Like that, he's just born. So he says, from my 1,000 years, I'm going to take 40 years and give it to him. 40 years. So at least he can live for 100. Me, 960,000, same thing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then Adam alayhi salam came in the world. And he would always count because he knew I got 1,000 years. Always count. When you leave that world, you always forget. When you leave that world. It's like when a daughter leaves the house of her father. Soon as she enters her husband's house, she forgets her father. You say, you don't fool mommy anymore. You say, when Adam alayhi salam left, he also forgot a promise he made. So if ever your daughter leaves your house when she gets married, don't expect her to live up to the promises she made before getting married. Lord, parents don't like this. I want to lose a daughter. One friend got married. Then he realized he got married in a family where the father doesn't want to lose a daughter. He said, why you got married? Why did you let your daughter get married? He said, I'm scared if she goes with him on holiday, she won't come back. She's not supposed to come back. Coming back means divorce. He said, don't let her go. Then there's no issue about her. Then she come back. Tell the boy you want to see her. I got one outbuilding. You come here. Say, I want to go for holiday with my wife. I'm scared when you go there, she won't come back. Can't go holiday. Say, why you got your daughter married? He doesn't want to lose. Say, she promised me, every day she'll phone. Every day she'll phone. She just got married. Now mommy and daddy are waiting, daughter never phone. Then they phone her, what you doing? She just got married, how is she going to tell you on the phone what she's doing? She said, I'm reading Salah. What she was saying? Reading Quran, fasting. Why you got married? The boy got married. His father said, whenever you're going out with your wife, me and mommy are coming with. So mommy and daddy are sitting in the back, boy is driving, bichara, his wife sitting next to him. He got married, honeymoon, he can't touch his wife. Say, you're going on a picnic today, you enjoyed your picnic too much. Parents also must let go of your children. It must not be death that makes us let go of our wealth and our families. When we are alive, you must let go. But only that person will let go who already got so much worry of being connected to Allah, that the quicker he can let go of other things, the better. But when our relation with Allah gets weaker, we hold on to everything else. That one building, I can't let go. You're asking, how old are you? 85. And you're building another building. Building another building. 85 years old. Say, why don't you give that one now to your son? Give that one to your daughter. He said, then what happens if they pass away? Like, they pass away before me. You say, you're already 85. What you need of the world? You can't eat. You can't drink. You rather just fast till you die now. But the man will never let go. Never let go. He's dying. He's dying. His son is there at the hospital. His other son is in the hospital. His other son is in the hospital. You open your eyes. Say, Abdullah, Ahmed, Muhammad. Then who's in the shop? Everyone is here. Who's in the shop? Say, you are in the shop. You in the shop. You're half dead. You in the shop. Only death will separate us. When we lost connection with Allah, Quran and Hadith, our real inheritance, people then fought for the inheritance of this world. When we lost connection with our wealth, we became ashik, lovers of the wealth of this world. Let your children go. That was off the topic. But the day you get your child married, let the child go. Let the child go. They must come back one day. They must go and come back. Not you hold them until they run. Let them go. When you were young, maybe you can't remember it. You also wanted to go. No one likes to be held back. Let them go. You enjoyed your life. Don't try to act like you remarried again. Your daughter gets married, your son, let them be married now. Sometimes we say the parents want to be remarried. They're going for honeymoon. Say, we're going for Mauritius. Say, who's going? Say, my son got married. Say, your son got married, you going? You going? He said, honeymoon, and mine is like, I don't know what you'll call it, years later, 60 years. Reunion, I don't know what you call it. Anniversary. See, now is the time doing anniversary. And your son is going. So Adam alayhi salam came in this world, he counted. When he reached 960, the angel of death came. He said, the angel of death, you came early. You came early. Angel of death said, you forgot? You gave 40 years to your son. He said, nothing. Who will ever give life? Now naturally, you don't blame Adam alayhi salam, because like how we promised Allah. When Allah showed His beauty to us, He said, Alastu bi Rabbikum, we all promised. Bala, we all said, Allah will only be yours. But as soon as we come in the world, the distance from that world to this world makes you forget a lot. So He remembered one point, He forgot the other point. Nabi Sallallahu said, Adam not only forgot, He even refused to accept. The angel is telling you, gave 40, no way I gave. What the narration was going to show, even if you have to be given 1,000 years to live, when death will come, you will think it came too fast. When death is going to come, you're going to think it came too fast. So if me and you not got Adam's 960, we got Dawud alayhi salam 60. We only got Dawud alayhi salam 60. It's not worth to live for this world, because you're not getting the 1,000 years, but even if you were getting it, at the end of 1,000, Adam alayhi salam will say, the only thing I'm happy about life is I worshipped Allah in my life. Otherwise it's finished. Firaun also had so much. Namrud had 1,000. Namrud had 1,000. When death came, he would rue every day of the 1,000. I wish I was never born. And when Adam would come, he said, the only thing I enjoyed of life was not time, that I remained obedient to my Allah as long as I was around. We got a shot. The man who remembers this Quran will benefit him. Quran will benefit. He'll say, life is too short. To fight? Is it worth it? I'm going to die soon. Even if I got 1,000 years, I only got 60. Is it worth it to fight? Is it worth it to fight for the world? Is it worth it to be a slave of anyone but Allah? You know, it goes too fast. Too fast. She was the pretty girl and I was the handsome boy. Our eyes touched, clicked. I winked, she smiled. Romeo and Juliet started. Haram, haram, haram. Few years down the line, I'm pushing a trolley in the shop because I need to bend. So the trolley is my walking stick. I'm pushing the trolley with my goods, got my glasses on. She also comes next to me. She's also bent. Koinana hua, koinani hui. I blink, she smiles. When I blink, my eyes are all dreary. When she smiles, she got no teeth. Her cheeks are gone in. She, how are you? Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib says, that shows you the reality of this life. That even when you are alive, you will see what a lie this world is. And when you die, then there won't be an eye to blink. And there won't be any lips to smile also. Forget teeth, there'll be no face. It will be a skeleton and a skeleton. And two will say, we died for this world. In a world we had to die. Rather die for Allah in this world and we live forever. The eye will carry on blinking. The smile will remain smiling. The heart will remain fresh. Some Allah lets the body remain fresh. Die for Allah in this world. First lesson. Next hadith he brings. And he ends the chapter on this. When Allah Tabarakallah created the earth, it shook. So Allah Tabarakallah put mountains on the earth. And the earth became stable. The angels were amazed at the strength of the mountain. So they asked, is there anything of your creation stronger than the mountain? Allah Tabarakallah said, iron. Because with iron, people will manage to one day cut through mountains. He said, stronger than iron. He said, fire. The reason is, fire will melt that iron. Stronger than fire, water. Water will manage to extinguish the fire. Stronger than water, air, wind. Wind can send, picks up that water, carries it, moves it. The angel says, then stronger than wind in your creation. He said, yes. What? He said, man, the son of Adam. The son of Adam is stronger than all my creation. Stronger than all my creation. And Allah Tabarakallah gave one reason why. He said, you will find this man, a time in his life will come where he'll give charity in such a manner that the right hand will give and even his left hand will not know what the right hand spent. Meaning he'll hide and he'll give. That was an explanation of why he's so strong. What does it mean? So the scholars explain, and it's a beautiful explanation. Every creation of Allah, Allah blessed with a temperament. The temperament of fire, the nature of fire, fitrat, is to burn. So as long as fire burns, you say, what a fire. But if ever you tell the fire, don't burn, the fire will say, I can't not burn. So the fire is burning, and it comes to my house. And I go in front and say, don't burn. Even if the fire loves me. He said, you are a very pious servant of Allah. But me, I don't know how not to burn. And it will take me and the house. Later on, the fire might tell me, I'm sorry. But I could not say no to my nature. Then you look at wind. The wind blows, it gives lovely air. But sometimes you tell the wind that at the moment it's windy, cold. So I want my window to be open, you don't come in. The wind will say, Hazrat, you are very pious, I'll take bath at your hands also. But my nature is, wherever I find an opening, I have to go. I cannot say no to myself. I can't. Fire can't say no to itself. Wind cannot say no. Water has to spread. You tell the water, stop here, don't mess the masjid carpets. The water say, I love the masjid, but my nature is I spread. The child dropped me, I'm gone. I would love to tell the child, don't drop me, but once you drop me, I'm going to spread. The water will say, we took bath to the Sheikh of the masjid. Pious man he is. He read so much Quran. The Sheikh says, water behave. The water will say, I can't behave. My nature, I cannot say no to my nature. Earth, we created from earth. Earth got a nature. Its nature is to hold stinginess. Earth got gold, it got silver, it got oil. Earth is so nice, if earth will say, I got so much. And that poor uncle on top got nothing. So as he's walking, a little bit gold come up. Earth say, I got more than enough. Uncle, you want some silver? Silver. You suffering on top of me, I got more than enough, I'm not using it. But earth got a nature of stinginess. If it got gold, it won't give nobody. You'll have to come and dig for it. Now me and you are created from the elements of the world. In us there is fire. So our nature is supposed to be to burn, to eat, to devour everything. That's my nature. My nature is I see something which is not mine, I want it. It's not my wife, but I want her. Not my money, I want it. Not my building, I want it. Not my inheritance, I want it. Why? Because my nature is fire. I devour. But can I say no to my nature? Yes. Fire couldn't say no. I could say no. I'm creator of earth. Earth's nature is stingy. I'm supposed to be like the earth. That I got Lord gold also. Lord gold. My friend, he phoned me, he said, you got a Taoist to find something lost? I laughed like, but then again he messaged, so I knew something big got lost. I said, what you lost? He said, no, only 3 containers. Small containers. I said, what was in the container? He said, gold. Only 3 containers, 500,000, not much. I said, when you lost it? He said, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Maybe I put it in the shop, maybe in the house. When you put it, a couple of years ago, and I never saw it after that. I told him, you're so rich, if you never looked at your couple of containers for years, it means you got many other containers, forget these ones. What was he doing there? I said, you like the earth. You. That the poor uncle on top there, he hasn't got one small coin. And you hoarding the rest where you don't even know where you put it. You got so much. You say, now I need a Taoist to find it, like a map. Bury some here, bury some there, bury some there. And then maybe one day the auntie was cleaning your house, she said, hey, I found gold. Me and you, we like the earth, we hoard it. Until we need someone to dig and steal it. Why? Because we never gave it. So they had to dig and steal. They had to steal. So you're stealing my money, so you're not giving your money. You're not giving your money. I had to come steal it. We like the earth. But me and you can be different from the earth. The earth cannot take out its gold. Its nature won't allow it. Me and you, it's hard. But you can do this here and take it out. You see some people, they're giving charity, they look like. 3 times at their wallet. Bismillah, bismillah. And they only give because they say, Allah, isn't you promised you'll give more? Nothing about giving for Allah. More must come in. Next day he looks, how come more never come? Our heart is, but we can take out. We can be different from earth. Water has to spread. I'm created of water. Freedom. Nothing must stop me. I want to do what I want. Islam said, hold. In the month of Ramadan, you want to eat? Hold yourself. You want to drink? Hold yourself. You want to sleep? Come for Tarawih. You want to take it easy? Wake up for Seri. Hold. Say, I'm made of water. I can't hold. He said, no, you man. You are stronger than water. So Allah Ta'ala gave an explanation that you see the son of Adam, he's made of the elements. But when he gives charity, his desire of fire is to go high. Fire goes high. That when he gives charity, everyone must know I gave charity. Everyone must know. Say, Mawlana, I want to give to your madrasa some money. You know? Well, you mind, but if you just put one sign there, donated by so and so family. You say, why? So he says, no, sadaqah. Isale sawab. Say, who's going to give the sawab? Say, no, the students will make dua. I said, do you ever think they make dua when they see those signs? If they have to come and I have to do what you say to my madrasa, the students will have a library of names. You think they're going to make stand there and say, Fatiha, Uncle Mahmood, Ahmed Bhai, 1987, No one's going to make dua for nobody. I say, who gives sawab? Allah gives. And Allah gives more to the one who is not known than He gives to the one who is known. Never ever when you give charity, ask it to be known. Because you can fight the elements. You are stronger than water. Water needs its freedom. Fire needs to go up. It must be known. Allah Ta'ala says, the son of Adam, that when his right hand gives, even his left hand knows nothing about it. Even the left hand. A friend passed away recently, heart attack. When he passed away, the muadhin came. He said he was running this whole masjid. He was running this whole masjid. No one knew he was running the masjid. The masjid was running. Everyone was reading salah there. They all thought that it's running on the people. He was the people. One man, the muadhin came to say that, you know what, people must run the masjid now. No one knew. His brother said, I knew everything about him. He never told me this. I would have gone partners with him. Halaka min amal. There's that one lovely nazar. Everyone likes the nazar. You say, what's the meaning? You say, I don't know. It just sounds nice. He said, oh man, is there one amal that is only between you and your Allah? La ya'alamuha illa anta. Only you know and Allah. Man can do it. So the last hadith of the chapter is, if you learn to control your elements, you are the strongest of Allah's creation. Then Quran will benefit you. You cannot be stingy like the earth. You cannot have a high attitude like fire, angry. I'm the boss. You cannot have a freedom attitude like the water. And you cannot have an attitude of wind that I go wherever I find an opening. I go wherever I find. Meaning, let's go there, let's go there, let's go there. I can't. Say, hold on, relax. You don't have to go everywhere. You don't have to go everywhere. Keep it easy. Every opportunity opens, you don't have to jump first. New fitnas will come. You mustn't go first. You take it easy. You're not wind. It says, you, Quran, will benefit the most. So two, life is too short. We haven't got Adam alayhi salam's 960 years. And even if we had it, would have said 40 more, please. We only got Dawud alayhi salam 60. And number two, we are not like the elements, we are the son of Adam. We can say no. Ramadan came to teach us, learn to say no. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make us the strongest of His creation and the best of His creation. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-kareem. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.